continuing Chayodim Klal Nun Aleph, and we're learning Siman Yud. So we gave the introduction yesterday. Let's see the actual language of the Chayodim Beis Hashem today. In Rebarchim Brei Pio Eitz, Ubrei Pio Adoma, so the Bracha Brei Pio Eitz for fruits, Brei Pio Adoma for the vegetables, etc. Elik HaShenikr B'miksa Shupri. It has to be somewhat still recognizable that it is the original pre. Alva Im Roskoi Ad Sheno Nikr Klal Mahu. If it has been blended, broken apart, risk is to tear apart. It's merusik. It's been crushed or mashed to the point you cannot recognize what it is. So then mevorchim shahakol. So the bracha, the arminig is to make a bracha, but shahakol is supposed to making a brei pio eitz or brei pio adoma. And again, we mentioned that according to the Shulchan Aruch, which follows the Rambam, the bracha would be brei pio eitz and brei pio adoma. And according to Rashi, the bracha is shahakol. The Ramah says Arminig is to make a shahakol because this way you can be mutzim yotze either way. But b'diavad, if a person would say brei pio eitz, he would be yotze because the ikar psak is like the Rambam. So in regards to bracha achrona, so that comes up an interesting question because even though a shahakol covers the bracha for eitz, so if you don't know, you can just do a shahakol and say that if it's a shahakol, it's a shahakol. If it's not a shahakol, it's a eitz. B'diavad, shahakol set on foods which are her eitz, it works. In regards to bracha achrona, it gets more complicated. If this fruit is from one of the Zayin Minim, so the example of the Gemara actually is a paste made out of from dates. So if the bracha is a shahakol, then the bracha achrona is b'nei nefashos. If the bracha is ha'eitz, and the bracha achrona is aloeitz. Now, even though b'diavad b'nei nefashos covers all brachas, there's no parallel concept by bracha achrona that brei nefashos covers all brachas b'diavad. So a person is chayav to say an ala eitz, al priyo eitz, al tenu basa soda, he's mechayav to say bracha, which is known as bracha achaz main sholosh. He cannot be moitzi that by saying a brei nefashos instead. So here, he has to choose. He can't say both. That's clearly a bracha l'batala. Each one maybe is a bracha l'batala, it's the wrong one. So there the Mishnah Berurah says that really a person should try and eat other foods which vary are chayim and brei nefashos and bracha b'alav eitz. And this way, he'll be able to say the bracha that he has to say without a shayla. If that's not available, so then Mishnah Berurah says you make a b'alav eitz because we're saying right now that the Ikar P'sak is like the Shulchan Aruch, that the bracha remains b'alav eitz, brei pio eitz. Just remark from the chetchila, why not? Because you can say a shahakol and cover your bases. But bracha achrona, which you don't have that option, you have to go to the Ikar Halacha, that the bracha is going to be b'alav eitz. Now the Chayyim adds a condition, and he says, "V'imroiva derech achilas oisin peris hu ayin herisuk af lechachila mavorach brichosa haruya." So the Shulchan Aruch has a case: if you have besamim which are ground up, and now usually besamim which are ground up by themselves are not really so edible, but if you add sugar to it, so you can take cinnamon and grind it up and add sugar to it, and people used to eat it. So you make the bracha, the correct bracha that you make on cinnamon, you're going to make on this concoction as well. Now the question is, it's ground up totally, why isn't the bracha shahakol? So the answer that the Chai Golem gives, which is really the Beis Yosef gives, is that something, this halacha that we downgrade a food due to its change in appearance, only applies if the primary way to use it is not like that, and you grind it up, so therefore the bracha changes, it downgrades. But if the primary usage of this item is to eat it as such, this is the priya of the eitz. Like this is the product that you're making the bracha on. So this is the product, so you make the regular bracha, even though it's not nikkur anymore. So if roiv of that type of food is eaten in this fashion, then it does maintain its bracha. To give two examples of Chayin Michael, Shemavashman, Midaluin, you make this food out of from squash, and they would cook it to the point that it's not really recognizable. But it seems to be that was the primary way that they would eat squash. Shakur and Kurbish, and Ingevar, which is Zangevil, which is cinnamon. Ushar Basamim Shchukim, Shoichlim Im Sukkar, that other types of psalmim, which they would grind up and they eat it together with sugar. So the sugar is there to enhance the fruit, to make the fruit edible. I want to eat this spice, so by eating it straight doesn't taste so good. So the sugar is secondary. So there's no bracha because of the sugar. You make a bracha on the ground psalmim. You make the appropriate bracha. Why? According to what we're saying, the chara, it's ground that should lose the bracha. The answer is kibun shadarkim bekach mavarchim brei piyadama oivkdin oisin psalmim. So you would make the appropriate bracha, not a shahakol. So in the case of the diluyan, the gourds that grow on the ground or close to the ground, so the bracha is brei piyadama. And by the cases of the spices, you make the appropriate bracha for the spices. Some spices grow in trees. So the bere atzei besamim, I'm sorry, please correct that. Some spices grow in a tree, and therefore, if you're now eating them, the bracha would be brei piyohetz. And some of them grow from plants, and therefore the bracha would be brei piyadama, even though it's ground up. Okay, so the Chayyam continues with some more examples. Besser, we will do that in the following share. Meanwhile, have a good day.